we have a situation where people from each party only appoint people from the same party. And so when we are making roads and we need a someone to run the Department of Transportation, you know, when a Democrat's in office, they only appoint Democrats. And when a Republican's in office, they only appoint Republicans. And it's stupid. You know, we need to build better roads than China and Russia and India. And we need to build better schools. And so when we have someone running the Department of Education, the goal should be to run the Department of Education well. The goal shouldn't be to advance the strength of our party relative to the other party. That's selling out your country, and that's being more loyal to your party than to your country. If you want to be loyal to your country and not to your party, you need to appoint the people to the top of each organization who are going to do the best job. Not who are going to, oh, you need them to have experience, and oh, they can climb the ladder, and oh, you're on our side, and so we can get the most strength. But if we have people from our side who have worked at the, you know, federal government, and you know, we can use this as a springboard for having another appointment in the future, and we only want Republicans to have appointments, or we only want Democrats to have appointments. No, we need the best people from each party to run the Department of Education, or to run the Department of Transportation, to run our military, to run all of these important organizations. And we're not a serious country if we can't do these simple things to place our country above our party. So in Rome, they said, you know, kind of country first. But in the decline and the fall of the Roman Empire, and in new books that talk about the fall of Rome, it is exposed how you had local armies and you had all of these situations where people were putting their own interest, they were no longer putting Rome first. And so we have been a powerful country. You know, there has been the British Empire, Britannia, had ruled the seven seas. The sun never set on Britain. And, you know, there's been other empires. The Holy Roman Empire got very big. The dynasties in China. So we have been a big country, but for all of our existence, we haven't been the richest per capita country. We just were big. And now other countries are passing us. Have already passed us on per capita. And it's said that within the next, you know, within our lifespan, that China will pass us. China has three times our population. They have more people speaking English in China than there are that live in Great Britain. In the future, you know, the difference between rich and poor countries is diminishing. We were able to figure out, you know, we installed roads and we had electricity and we were the first to use electricity and we had a head start after World War II. Our country wasn't decimated and, you know, we have our whole sewer systems and we know how to do urban design and, you know, we're actually not that efficient when moving people around. You know, all our dependence on cars means that many European countries are more efficient from an energy and a time standpoint. They don't spend as much time in traffic. They live longer. They don't spend as much money on healthcare, but they live a lot longer. We are a big country, but we aren't necessarily the best at anything. We're not the best at education. We don't we're not efficient, we kill each other more, we have more people in prison. We do some things well, and we have defended freedom, we have saved the world, you know, twice, World War II and World War I. We have been a good and noble country, but we haven't necessarily been super wise. We haven't, you know, been healthy, we've been obese, we have this whole drug addiction epidemic, we're violent, and so the rest of the world doesn't know how to look at us. We have a dominant culture. Our music and movies dominate, but it's partly because we're big, but we've been good, but we've also been bad, and we're not very wise, and we're just kind of... The question is, are we doing a good job as a country? And the second question is, are our political leaders doing a good job of inspiring us and urging us to do more and urging us to do better? Are political leaders expected to just say, oh, America is the best at everything, and that's what gets celebrated and rewarded? You know, we're going to elect whatever politician strokes our egos and tells us that we're the best. USA, USA. Yes, we can cheer for the USA. There's nothing wrong with saying USA. But you know, we are good. We have sacrificed. We give a lot to poor nations. There's a lot to be proud of. But I don't think that we should just elect leaders that say, oh, hey, you know, we're doing awesome, as, you know, especially our leaders are doing a good job. No, jumping back to who we appoint to lead our different government organizations, it's appalling, it's a disgrace, and it's not loyal to your country to appoint people based on their political party membership instead of appointing the best people from each party. So, if I was a politician, I would not look at your abortion stance and make sure I only appoint people that agree with me on abortion to run the military. I'm not going to make sure you agree with me on abortion if you're going to run the Department of Transportation. I'm going to put the smartest people from both parties in the appropriate location. And I think that that is the only loyal thing to do for our country. I think it's a disloyalty to the sacrifice of those who founded this country, to the people who died, you know, inside or outside of this country, who were here before and who are here now. It's disloyal to all of the sacrifices of this ugly and sometimes beautiful mess of a country that we have. It's disloyal to all of those who want their sacrifices to have eventually led to an improvement for this planet. It's insulting to them to only appoint people based on party affiliation. No, freedom is important. No, democracy is important. Representation is important. The rule of law is important. We have, our country's not perfect, but we should try to strive in every way to be better. We can do it. Need to wake up out of this dream that we've had, this political party fascination that we've had, this, our two founding fathers, George Washington and John Adams, our first two presidents, and Benjamin Franklin and others told us not to have political parties. But we ignored them, and we've had political parties, and we've not had a commitment to being the best, to fixing our problems, to overcoming the obstacles in our path. We just kind of are corrupt in trying to help people in our party. You help me, I'll help you. All of our these politicians, they're like, oh, hey, yeah, don't worry, I got you, bro. I'm just gonna appoint people from our side, and yeah, we're gonna help each other out. And we need to, if we believe in anything that's good in our country and that can be great in our country, if we believe in anything that we can make our country in the future, we need to be committed to our country's strength and to our country's efficiency and to our country's health. We can't let our country be rotten and inefficient and corrupt and, yeah, bro, I'm going to help you. We're going to appoint people from my party, and we're all going to get in charge. We're going to run things. We're going to run this. No, it's not about running things and, oh, yeah, we're going to get in charge and we're going to get power and I'm going to help you get in power. No, we need to appoint people that are faithful to our country, faithful to the sacrifices that have been made, faithful to the good and the bad and the mess, and making something beautiful out of it from what people have tried to do and failed, and the goals that they set for themselves, and then they didn't live up to their words, all of the hypocrisy, but ultimately the desire for improvement, and we need to live up to that in our country. And, I mean, it's simple. It's a simple thing. Appoint people from both Republican and Democratic parties. Appoint people who are the best at their job. It's a simple thing to state. You know, we need to do this. But there are valid, beautiful reasons why we should do this. Why it's important that we appoint people, independent of what party they are, based solely on their talent and their ability to fix problems, so that we can be a strong country, so that we can handle our own problems, so that we can go into the future with strength. If we don't have good roads, if we don't have good housing, if we don't have good electricity, good telephones, if we don't have a well-functioning, efficient society, we can't do any of these larger things, you know, towards all of the crazy goals that you want to accomplish. All of these noble, important goals that you want to accomplish require us to be efficient and effective. And that's my simple statement, my simple belief, and I hope you agree and support those who do agree.